Okay, we're in a parak. Excuse me, parak yadal and hilchos demasochlin. Tini olachas have to do with water and its ability to receive in part tuma. Alach alav peiros shiyorad hadelef lesochlin. So we've seen this kind of case before. Let's say water drips down from some type of drain pipe, and the irvan kadesh is nakvu. And what happens is he mixes what do you call it, the produce in it, so that it's going to eventually dry lohokshru. So any water that does touch the produce in such a case is not considered that which imparts tuma. Let's say a person brings all his fruits up to his roof because he wants to avoid any worms destroying them. The yardalei in the tile, and now the dew falls on it. Now the produce he left on the roof is not considered roi for tuma. Then the skavin shiardalei in the tile. But of course, if his intention was he wanted the dew to fall on the produce, then they are now roi for tuma. So we've seen this kind of case before. If a deaf mute, if someone is mentally incompetent or a minor, they go ahead and bring it up. Even if their intention was is that the dew should fall upon them, so they're not roi latumah sheish maisilahen din Torah, because while it's true, what do you call it? They have an action that are that the action would be defined as a Torah based action. But they have no intent, even the derabanan. Let's say people under age go ahead and turn the produce over on the roof. All right, Elam Muksharan. These are now actually Roy for Tumah, Shem Haisa Makshava Shakatan Nigaris, we talk myself, Makshavasamas with your brand. Because if the intent of someone underage is clear based on his actions, then we actually say his intent does count rabbinically. Lach Gimel, Hamales, Agudos, Vesaxios, Vesashum Lagag. Let's say a person brings up a big a pile of vegetables, or he brings up figs that are dried out, or he brings some garlic all the roof. Why? Vishul Shiyam Tinu, Vyered Alein Hatal. So this way they'll be preserved eventually, and then the dew will fall upon them. Lo hokshru, they're not considered the water. The dew does not make them roi l'tumah. They know, and we don't say, "Hold, I'll call yodin shetal yored." Now we don't say, "Listen, everybody knows when you put your produce up on there that the dew is going to fall down on them." Harei britzona shrei lo helam el kadesh yamtinu, because the reason why we know he brought them up not for the purpose of the dew, but for the purpose that they would go ahead and dry out to become preserved. Lachadana molochitin l'tchon. Let's say a person brings wheat that he wants to turn into flour, to grind into flour, and rain falls upon it, im samach, if he's happy, hokshru, now that grain is roi l'tumah. Ha'yuzesa mesuna magag, let's say his olives are on top of the roof, v'yardalein b'shamem, and rain falls upon them, im sameach, if he's happy, hokshru, they're now roi l'tumah. Ha'chamarem shahayu over menahar, let's say people who are riding on donkeys, they pass through a river, v'naflu sakein b'mayin, and their sacks fall into the water, v'ha'alum, and they bring them out, im samchu, they're happy. So what we're going to say is that the water that's on the what's it called? That's on the produce and the water that's on the sacks, right? Excuse me, the produce and the water that's on the sacks are both now roi l'tumah. Hinam tlushim ratzon sharei simchu. And what we say is that the water was uprooted with intent, because the fact that they're happy about it retroactively means all along they were happy that the water fell upon them. Let's say a sack is filled with seeds. Menasun al gabeinar, and it's put right at the edge of a river, o al piyavor, o al malo samara, or let's say by a cistern, or let's say at the steps that go down to like a cave, v'sha'avu, and now they absorb water, hokshru. They are now roi l'tumah. Let's say you have a barrel, an earthenware barrel in such a case that's filled with produce, shenasna besoch hamashken, right, that, what do you call it, that, where again, the liquids was placed, the liquids were placed within the produce, umlea misakin, shenasna, excuse me, umlea mashkin, shenasna misakin beros, or vice versa, visha'avu, and now, and here's the key thing, the produce absorbs the liquid, hokshru, they're now rather tamar. Ve'ilu mashkin amru, right, so when they talk about mashkin in this case of the earthenware chavis, what are we talking about? The mayim of the yayin v'chomer, it's talking about water, wine, or vinegar. Ashar mashkin, any other type of liquid, ein mishavim minacheres. So they're not going to go ahead and absorb inside an earthenware container, kadesh yichshu aperish abetzida, to cause any produce that's on its side to become tamei. So that doesn't work. Lachazayin harode pas chama. Let's say a person removes a very hot piece of bread from the oven, and asnapi chavash rayayin, and he puts it on top of a barrel of wine, im haisa pas chitin, if the loaf is wheat-based, lohokshra, it is not roi l'tumah. Im haisa shosa orim, if it's barley-based, hokshra. Why they shas orim shrobos? Because what we say is barley absorbs. So too, v'chinim im haya hayayin tamei. If the wine is tamei, v'haya pas chitin tara. And let's say the wheat was the wheat bread is tahor. V'im haya shas orim nitma. But if it's barley, it's tamei. Meishu shava mashkin tamei. Because at the end of the day, Again, or barley is able to absorb liquids, while paschitim, wheat bread, is not. Let's say a person takes water, he sprinkles it all over the floor of his ground, and then he puts wheat on top of it. What do you call it? And then it eventually become wet. If they became what do you call it, moist because of the water that was there, then they are roilatama. But if they become moist because there's a stone there, let's say, because of the stone on the floor, then not. And the chavis is ksusa bareva. Let's say a person washes his shirt, so to speak, in a trough that you need dough in, and you put wheat inside, v'tamno, and now the wheat becomes moist. So if it's because of the water that was in there that the wheat became of that the what do you call it, the wheat was wet, then it is now roi l'tuma. But if it became wet because of the kneading trough itself, then the wheat is not roi l'tuma. Let's say a person buries his fruits inside the ground in sand, so they'll become a little bit moist. Then they are roi l'tuma. Hatomim betit hanagov. Let's say a person buries it in mud that's dry. So if there is an amount of water that's covering the top of it, that if I touched it, that could become wet, they are not roi l'tuma. If there's not that much water on there, they are not roi l'tuma. So when a person sprinkles water on the floor of a what do you call it, where you thresh wheat, for instance, we're not concerned. We're not concerned that the wheat that was there is now susceptible to tumah because of the fact it came into contact with this water. Even if he's happy about it. Let's say a person gathers together a grass that dew fell upon it, and the purpose of it is to cover over wheat. Then when the wheat does not become roi l'tuma, but of course, if his intent was that to happen, then they are roi l'tuma. Let's say a person sprinkles water that's tamei all over his floor, and then he puts stalks of grain, and they become moist. If there's enough water that if I touched it, it would go on my finger, they are now tamei, and if not, they are tahor. Let's say a person shakes a gathering of vegetables, a bundle, had water on them, and the water goes down, the water goes from the upper ones to the lower ones. We don't say then that they are now roi l'tuma. Let's say a person lifts a bag filled with fruits from a river, and he places one on top of the other. So the bottom ones become roi l'tuma from the water that drops from the top, drips from the top, because he purposely put one fruit on top of the other. Let's say a person blows on lentils to see if you can cook with them. Right? It means if they're good. Right? And let's say they, what do you call it, water gathers on them. So they become susceptible because of the moisture that comes out of my mouth when I'm blowing them. Because as we know, saliva or moisture from the mouth is a derivative of water. Let's say a person eats sesame seeds with his finger. So they become roi l'tuma because of the moisture that's inside his mouth, as well as anything that's the moisture that's on his finger. Let's say a person bites food, and then the food falls from his hand. So any liquid that's on the food is considered to be not there with intent. Let's say he's eating olives that are open or dates that are very moist. Or what do you call it, or any other produce where his objective is to go ahead and suck on the seed that's inside, and it falls out of his mouth. We say the water that's on it, the liquid's on it, is there with intent. Let's say he's eating dry olives, so dry dates, or in any case here where he does not want to suck on the pit that's inside, and that falls out. Then we say in such a case, that the liquid that's on it is not considered on there with intent. Let's say when a person gathers endives for an animal to consume, he washes them, and then he changes his mind and says it's going to be for the consumption of a person. So we say they need a, what do you call it, to be exposed to water a second time to be roi l'tuma. But there's a layer of moisture on there that if I touch it again on my finger, at the time when I change my intention for human consumption, then arayil muchshar, and then we say these are now royal tumah. That ends Parak Yudalad, and we will continue with Parak Tesvav tomorrow.